what you gonna do with your back's against the wall? How you gonna smile when it seems all hope is lost? Tell me what you gonna do, we need a little more grace. How you gonna smile when you try to test your faith?
What you gonna do when you need a little more strength? How you gonna smile when they try to take your faith? What you gonna do when it seems you're losing your grip? How you gonna hang when trying almost slip?
You gotta hang when your back's against the wall. You gotta hang when it seems all hope is lost. Say I'm a witness and I'll hold you up, and in the process he'll fill your cup. So while I'm not worried, I'm not scared, I'm gonna trust like my preacher said. It's a message that the devil can have my faith. We're gonna make it out by his grace.
What you gonna do with your back's against the wall? How you gonna smile when it seems all hope is lost? Tell me what you gonna do, we need a little more grace. How you gonna smile when you try to test your faith?
What you gonna do when your strength's a little weak? How you gonna smile when you're feeling incomplete? Tell me what you're gonna do when you're trying almost slip. How you gonna hang when it seems you're losing your grip?
You gotta hang when your back's against the wall. You gotta hang when it seems all hope is lost. Say I'm a witness and he'll hold you up, and in the process he'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared, I'm gonna dress like my preacher said. It's a message to the devil, can't have my faith, we're gonna make it out by his grace.
Talk about a tough act to follow. How about another hand for these kids? And you don't realize it yet, but I've already done my first trick and made my assistant completely disappear. I thought I had a helper lined up, but I've lost my helper, so I'm going to have to come down and grab another helper from down here somewhere. Let's see. All right, come on up here and help me out. Will you help me out? Yeah, come on. Is it Riley? Yeah. Is that right? Come on, yeah, give Riley a hand. Come on, Riley. You did a good job up there reading that scripture. You're looking good. I got something for you here. Right here in my pocket. Hold on to that. I got one for me over here. Small, tall. Small, tall. Now let's see if we can make a little magic. All right? They're not the same, right? And you and I aren't the same. We're different heights and everything. So let's do this. If I bring the ends up and make the ends even, that doesn't help much. But watch, if I do this and you do that, watch. And I do this, look, you and me are the same. Look. So are the ropes. Look at that. The ropes are now the same, just like you and me are the same here. I think we need to take a bow. We need to take a bow here. Give us a hand. Nicely done. It's all come together again. Give her another hand. Thank you so much for helping me. Well, it's good to see you. Good morning. My name's David Girard, and delighted to be back because I had been here before. We were trying to figure it all out, and I'm not Steve Wigington. I don't spin the basketballs, but he's my buddy. So, but it's good to see you this morning. And what I hope this morning can happen is some tricks and some truth. Now, if you look in your bulletin, today's Children's Day. If you look in your bulletin, there's some great stuff there about the influence of parents and how parents shape boys and girls. And I know that was certainly true for me. My dad is the one who got me interested in magic. And so this morning, I want to show you a trick. This was my dad's favorite trick. Of all the magic I ever did, this was his favorite trick. Dad would rather see this trick than see me saw my wife in half. And I'm pretty sure my wife would rather see this trick normal than be sawed in half, but she didn't always have a say in it. But anyway, I want to do this trick. I just call this Dad's favorite trick, and it's really simple. All you have is a handkerchief. It doesn't matter what color it is. It could be any color at all, and you have to have your hands. Now, watch closely. I'm going to take the handkerchief, and I'm going to poke it down into my fist like so. I snap my fingers one time, and I say the magic words. Listen carefully, because I want you to know these magic words, okay? I say them first, and you say them back to me, okay? Etikuchi kachikama, tosaneri tosanoga, sama kama waki e brown. Everybody say it with me. Etikuchi kachikama, tosaneri. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's too hard. Those are too long, probably. I got backup magic words. I like them better. Try these, okay? God made me. God loves me. And that's what makes me special. Say it. God made me. God loves me. And that's what makes me special. Now watch. When we do all that, the handkerchief slowly begins to change colors from red to yellow. Come back up here and you push a little bit. You pull a little bit. You push, you pull, you push, you pull. And when we finish up, this really was my dad's favorite trick. My handkerchief has completely changed colors, just like magic, from red to yellow. Thank you. Yes, thank you. See, this is why we don't tell you how it's done, because once you know how it's done, you don't care. And some of you don't care anyway, but try to care for just a few minutes, and then we'll kind of do something else. No, this really is a great trick. And in honor of my dad and in honor of Children's Day, I'm going to teach you how to do it, all right? Now, it's really a simple trick, and I'm guessing that most of you are going to be able to walk right out of here when we're done, and probably within 4 or 5 minutes, you're going to be doing this trick because it is easy, easy, easy. The real secret, of course, is you have to have 2 handkerchiefs. All right, now a couple of professional tips, no extra charge. Tip number one, make sure your handkerchiefs are different colors. Just trust me on this. It's a better trick when the handkerchiefs are different colors. Now, before you do the trick, there's a little bit of preparation, but it's not much, Larry. It's not a whole lot. All you have to do is you have to hide one of the handkerchiefs where no one can see it. You see that? Can you see that, Riley? It's okay, it's okay. That's not the one I'm going to hide. I'm just resting that one right there because my table is way over there. We're going to hide this handkerchief in my hand. And as you do this, you want to be real careful of 3 things. Number one, don't let it hang out the bottom. People will see it. Not good. Number 2, don't let anyone see you hide the extra handkerchief. Make everybody close their eyes, do something. But don't let them see you hide this handkerchief. And then the 3rd thing, this is really important. Don't tell anybody about the extra handkerchief. That's the secret. And if you're going to do magic, you got to keep the secrets, okay? Do you guys remember a couple of years ago there was a guy, he was on Fox, he was called the Mask Magician. And he went around telling how all the magic was done. Remember that guy? You haven't seen him lately, have you? We killed him. And we'll find you, so do not tell about the extra handkerchief, all right? Now, once you have the yellow handkerchief hidden in your fist, just make sure it doesn't hang out the bottom. Once you have it hidden in your fist, then grab the red handkerchief, walk out, and you're ready to perform. Now, you don't want people to know about the extra handkerchief. You really don't want them to even suspect the extra handkerchief. So carry your hand in a natural and relaxed position. Remember to act natural. If you see somebody you know, wave at them. Riley. Hey, girl. If you don't know, shake hands. Whatever you do, do not open this hand. If you open this hand, it's going to ruin everything. You could even lose a yellow handkerchief, and that's not good because it takes 2 handkerchiefs, okay? Now, if you feel funny standing in front of a group of people with a red handkerchief in one hand, a yellow handkerchief all wadded up in the other, you should. This looks funny. So here's what you do. You put both handkerchiefs in the same hand. So you take the red handkerchief, which everybody sees and everybody knows about, and you put it in the same hand as the yellow handkerchief, which not only do people not see, they don't even know about, okay? Call everybody up close. Take your red handkerchief and push it into your hand right on top of the yellow handkerchief. It's going to be kind of crowded in there for just a second, but not for long, because you are going to snap your fingers. I said, you are going to snap your fingers. You people are easily led. You're going to say your magic words. God made me, God loves me, and that's what makes me special. And then all you have to do is pull out a little bit of the yellow handkerchief. And it's awesome because it looks like the handkerchief is changing colors. But really all you're doing is pushing this handkerchief in and pulling this handkerchief out. You see how easy it is when you know? You just push this one in, pull this one out, just push, pull. Follow these instructions exactly. And when you finish, your handkerchief will have completely changed colors, just like magic, from red to yellow. And the best part of all is when it's all over, you can show this hand completely empty. Dad's favorite trick. Thank you. Now, you can't believe everything a magician says, but that really was my dad's favorite trick. And I really like it. And I like it for a lot of reasons. But most of all, I like it because of my magic words. I like the big long ones. That's actually a song I learned a long time ago. But I really, really, really like my backup magic words. God made me. God loves me. And that's what makes me special. And if you're going to say them right, you got to say them like this. God made me. God loves me. And that's what makes me special. So try it that way. Ready? God made me. God loves me. And that's what makes me special. Now, in case you haven't figured it out, today is Children's Day, and the theme is Jesus is my superhero. Now, if you know anything at all about superheroes, you know that most superheroes, they wear like a costume. A lot of them wear a mask. And the reason they do this is because they have a secret identity. Miss Norma already reminded us about Superman. What was his secret identity? Clark Kent. And so they got this secret identity that's kind of who they are when they're not flying around saving the world. Now, when we read these stories, everybody's always trying to figure out who they really are. I would want you and me to remember this morning that in real life, it's very important for us to know and remember who we are. Because knowing and remembering who we are helps us know how to live. And that's why those magic words are so important. Those magic words remind us of who we are. We've already heard the scripture from Psalms that we belong to God. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And that's just, the magic words just say that in another way. God made you. God loves you. That's what makes you special. That's what gives your life value, meaning, and purpose. Now, you may hear or someone may tell you that what makes you special is where you live, or maybe who you know, or maybe how much money you have, or how good you are at playing the drums, or doing magic, or singing, or doing something else. And you know, there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but don't be fooled. That's not what makes you special. What makes you special? What makes me special is that God made us. God loves us more than we can imagine. And in the midst of these tricks that I have for you this morning, that's the truth. And so here's what I want to challenge everybody to do, not just these younger boys and girls, but all of us, because we're all God's children. I want to challenge you to build your life on that truth, to remember God loves you. That's what makes you special. Nothing wrong with any of those other things except for this. They're not going to last. But God's love for you is never going to change. So say it with me one more time. Here we go. God made me. God loves me. That's what makes me special. Very, very good. And you can get a handkerchief and see if it works on your handkerchief too. Well, I'm an old guy. I mean, you know, you can look up here and tell I'm an old guy, but I still like superheroes. So, kids, I need your help here. I want you to tell me some of your superheroes. Just shout them out. Who's some of your superheroes? Just Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel. I know some of these. I actually know some of these. That Black Panther, that's awesome. Now, that's kind of cool because they named some of them. I know some of these superheroes. And back when I was a little boy and a little girl, wait a minute. I was never a little girl. In fact, I was never a little boy. I've always been tall and skinny, just like this. I'm on a special diet. I'm trying to get back to my original weight, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. I'm almost there. But anyway, back when I was a child, we had superheroes. Superman. Batman. And of course, Mighty Mouse. You guys never heard of Mighty Mouse? Okay, here's your homework. When you get home, you get your mom and dad, you get on YouTube, and you look up Mighty Mouse. He's coming to save the day. You need to know about Mighty Mouse. Who remembers Mighty Mouse? Yeah, I'm talking Mighty Mouse, a true superhero. But long before there were any of these superheroes, long before there's any of those bites you named, long before there's Mighty Mouse, there was Aladdin. Aladdin and his magic genie. A story that goes all the way back to the 1700s. Now, Disney has just come out with another version of Aladdin. But you know what? I think the animated version is going to be hard to beat, especially that song about the genie. Do you remember this? Hit it for me, Jordan. Hit it.
Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a shot, two or three. I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
You remember it? Oh, man, Robin Williams, it was so awesome. It was so awesome. And it's so catchy. I watched you start kind of moving around when that song started playing, and you start singing along, and it's just kind of fun. But you know what? It's not true. It's not true. The best friend you and I will ever have is a man named Jesus. You will never, ever have a friend like Jesus. As another song, in fact, a couple songs used to say, what a friend we have in Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. You know, no one can do for you what Jesus can do. No one's going to love you like Jesus does. Can you put my picture up? Can you put my slide up? We had the slide. I don't know if y'all saw it. There it is. Look at that. Jesus, my hero, doesn't hide behind a mask. He doesn't need a cape to fly. He's stronger than the ocean, and he can walk on it too. He's bigger than the sky. He can heal the sick and the wounded. Here he is. He can walk across the sea. But the most amazing power of all is how he watches over me. Wow. You know what? Nobody can do for you. No one's going to love you no matter what, like Jesus does. No one is going to always be with you, no matter what happens to you or around you, like Jesus. No one can forgive your sins, only Jesus. And no one can give you this amazing thing called eternal life, which, you know, is not just heaven. We always think heaven, but it's a different kind of life that starts the moment you put your trust in Jesus and choose to follow him. Only Jesus can do that. And so because of that, we need to put our trust in Jesus. And we need to follow Jesus. As the author of Hebrews says, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. And the Bible tells us if we will do that, it will change everything. It will change everything. To kind of help us understand that, I'm going to ask you to focus on something for me. We're going to have some fun here with this. This is going great. Oh, time out, time out. Don't go away. Don't anybody leave. This is what happens when you don't have your real assistant with you. Talk to each other or talk to yourselves. Lincoln, I just thought I was ready. Oh, and this is a good time for me to say something about your pastor. What an awesome man. What an awesome man. And he's been my friend for years. He's been my friend for years. And when I got here this morning, one of the first things I did was show him in my Bible. I have notes from a sermon that Lincoln Bingham preached at my church in 1999. I still have them highlighted. I still use those notes. I still continue to learn. And so thank you for the impact that you've had on my life. And I wish I'm going to be at the Kentucky State Fair the day that you're partying, but I'm going to be thinking about you. And I've already sent that to my former, our friend, Les Holland. Some of you remember my former pastor, Les Holland. and we've sent that, so that's going to be good. All right, here's what I want you to do, folks. We talked about focusing on Jesus. Right now, I want you, if you want to be a part of this, this is going to be so much fun. You might want to come out here in front, but I'm going to ask you to do what I ask you to do. It doesn't work for everybody, but it has the best chance of working if you do exactly what I say. I want you to stare directly into the center of the spiral. Do not look away for any reason. Do not be distracted by anything that happens around you, a noise, and do not look at me. Look directly into the center of the spiral. I'm going to count backwards from 10. When I get to zero, I want, not now, but when I get to zero, I want you to look directly at the tip of my nose. But for right now, stare into the center of the spiral. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Keep staring directly into the center. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Look at my nose. Did it work? Did it work? Okay, let's do it again. We got to do it again. This time we're going the other way, okay? Now you got to stare. Do not look around. Do not look away. You got to look, stare directly into the center of the spiral. Don't be distracted by anything that happens around you or any noises or anything. Just keep staring. I'm going to count backwards from 10. Here we go. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, keep staring, don't look away, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, look at my nose. So it should have gone this way one time and this way one time. Is that what it did? Isn't that crazy? So here's the truth. Here's the truth that we get from this trick. Just as staring and focusing on the center of that spiral changes how you see me, focusing on Jesus will change how you see yourself and everything around you. You see, God wants to be at the center of our lives. And Jesus said, if we would seek first God, the kingdom of God, the things of God, then everything else around us would find its proper place. And so that's the challenge. We have to choose to trust and follow Jesus and to put Jesus in the center of our life. I made my decision to trust Jesus when I was 9 years old. Who's 9 years old? Got 9 years old here? We got one older 9 year old right here. That's great. 9 years old. It wasn't magic. My dad was with me and my dad helped me and we just prayed a simple prayer and asked Jesus to take away my sins and to take control of my life. And you know what? It's been a long time since I was 9 years old. But I've never been sorry that I chose to follow Jesus. Best decision I ever made, one that continues to make a difference in my life every single day. And so this morning, as our worship time comes to a close on a Children's Day, I want to remind you that you're God's child. God made you. God loves you. That's what makes you special. That's what gives your life value. And God says, please, please, please put me at the center of your life. Choose to follow and trust Jesus. We're going to give you a chance to make that decision right now. My friend and my colleague in ministry, Pastor Lincoln, is going to come and lead us in a time of invitation and response. And my prayer is that you will be willing to respond in whatever way God is speaking to you this morning.